This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look at some of these headlines. Federal taxes hit record high. And Obama wants more. Oh, the DEA had sex parties in Colombia. I'm looking at Drudge Report right now. Cartel-funded sex parties. Well, of course, those are authorized cartels. I mean, see, the story is the hookers. And, oh, my gosh, instead of, oh, the DEA works with major cartels to shut down the other cartels. It's all about a monopoly over the drugs. The DEA is the Drug Importation Agency. That's what the agents call it themselves. And they'll only bring that out so they can burn whoever they want. Just to keep them scared. Now, they were having pedophile parties at the White House, that'd be okay with the government. I mean, they always will talk about Bill Clinton and an intern because that's only about that intern and won't burn anybody else. Not missiles to the Chinese, you know, MIRV technology. Bill Clinton gave MIRV technology through Laura Allen Hughes, Space Technologies. MIRV technology, so an ICBM won't just have one big warhead in it. It'll have 10, 15, 20, 30. And dummies in it. Let's say half of them are dummies. So that when it comes back into the atmosphere, pops up and deploys, say, 20 warheads. That's what their ICBMs generally carry, 12 to 20. 10 of them or so can be dummies. And so the lasers and other things try to take those out, and then some get through. And then they destroy whole cities. How's that sound? Oh, but the government's doing all this for our national security, yes. But let's talk about Monica Lewinsky a little bit now and the blue dress and the president's semen, because everybody kind of gets excited about that. And Bill Clinton's crooked proboscis. Who cares? I mean, fine, that would have brought him down. Great. I'm just saying in conjunction, though, we have to then think about all the real things that are going on. You're playing God with the internet, Republican shouts at FCC chief during hearings. Absolutely. I love Louis Gohmert. I mean, he, you know, for the Second Amendment, you name it, you couldn't ask for better. And he knows what he's doing. Who was the congressman that told Obama during the State of the Union, you lie? Because Obama was telling a bald-faced lie. And remember, we have Republicans that passed in the House last year, the partial birth abortion ban, and got killed in the Senate. Why didn't they pass it this year? Because now we had the votes in the Senate to pass it, and they could have actually done something. So now, oh, we can't let it out of committee, or if it does, we got to vote it down because we can't ban that.
Joe Wilson is the name.
Yes, that's right, Joe Wilson, Congressman Joe Wilson. We ought to loop that. And it's not really very audible. We ought to augment it, you know, boost the audio, and then loop it where Obama says lies, and then he goes, you lie, you lie, you lie, you lie, and then just cut to lie, lie, lie. McBreen, who made that great Mayberry clip we played earlier, that'll play one more time when we come in. It's so good about where our country's come from. In just 30, 40 years, we've gone from School of Rock teaching you about the founders and the Declaration of Independence and the shot around the world, and you know, Mayberry, to Philadelphia Inquirer saying, is it time to ban the Declaration of Independence? And the FBI quotes in federal court cases that he was an extremist because he had a constitution in his house. They swear an oath to it, and then when they see it, it's like Nosferatu or Count Dracula has just come face to face with a giant silver cross and 500 gallons of holy water and a truckload of garlic. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We've got a special guest joining us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The British are coming.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear. And the shot at Lexington heard round the world.
Some school rock in the 70s.
When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun.
Now called terrorism.
The rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord, marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around. Till our militia stops them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turn them back. And chase those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shot around the world was the start of the revolution. The men and women were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry in, there's not an hour to lose.
It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. and them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they're called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
That's the way this country started.
And the globalists hope to start a civil war. It's even come out in Democrat memos where they stage false flags, blame on the liberty movement, march the military and police out against us. Start gun confiscation. That will trigger real resistance. They'll keep staging atrocities to blame it on us. And they think we're so stupid from all their TVs and movies where they show militia always fighting the police. And they always archetypally brand it that during a civil war, the Patriot militia will kill police. If a civil war kicks off, that's only if they're firing at you or trying to take you off to a facility. Everybody needs to think about who the enemy is, who the real occupiers are that are running this thing. They think you're so stupid they put a narrative out that we're all just going to kill each other. No, that's not going to happen, George Soros. That's not going to happen. All of you people that have been part of this, all the czars, 10 czars that have endorsed Mao Zedong on television, who killed 80 million people plus. That's the Chinese numbers. CIA says 65 million or whatever. All of you people that have tried to bankrupt the economy, endorse Cloward and Piven, that is sedition, that is sabotage. All of you that are saying you'll cut off emergency funds to states that don't endorse carbon taxes, that's terrorism. You people have committed legions of crimes, lowering our borders. By the classical sense, you are the ultimate criminal destroyer usurpers. You will not get away with it. And that's why, by the thousands, the elite are buying redoubts. I told you this 3 years ago when Cameron left, and everybody made fun of me, but now it's been in The Guardian and other places that know Hollywood, the billionaires, they're leaving. They're leaving Israel. They're leaving the U.S. They're leaving Europe. They're going to the eastern areas of the Pacific. They are going to areas like New Zealand. Just pretending on what part of the world you're in, you say it's the other part of the Pacific. It's just so horrible. And are we smart enough to figure this out and just not do this? I mean, I don't want the Civil War. Now, our guest was coming on about the William Binney interview, the former technical director of the National Security Agency. We'll go over some of those slides for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. But then I'm also going to get his take, he's a smart guy, James Knox, on Russia has constructed massive underground shelters in anticipation of nuclear war. I want to tie this into the plane crash at the bottom of the hour. They're now saying that passengers shrieked as co-pilot deliberately crashed the jet after he'd locked the other pilot, the main pilot, out. Notice it was a hardened cockpit door. See how any move of security can then cause the opposite effect and be used. Just like national security has been used to take our liberties, the main threat is the national security COG grid. It's what can be used to take over the country and is being used. I call it a reverse Valkyrie. In Operation Valkyrie, some of the German high command tried to kill Hitler, not because they even were sad about what Hitler had done to minorities, but because they knew he was going to wreck Germany more and kill tens of millions more Germans. At that time, they'd already lost about 16 million Germans. And so when they tried to take Hitler out, it was because they were German patriots. They cared about Germany. And they used the COG plan that Hitler had for martial law to take over the military. And they tried something to reverse engineer that and use that COG system to overthrow Hitler. but it didn't work. COG is what ends the government. It is what ends the republic. Continuity of government is the system to take it over. And remember what William Benny said. Since the early 90s, he tried to get the NSA to have taps on its internal systems to see who accessed it. That's the first thing you do. Everybody at my office has an access code so we know when they come. They have a beeper that has their code so we know when they came. That's not a police state. It's our internal operation. It's our internal security. That's good, where everybody takes care of their security. The first thing you do is monitor who comes on that network. They spy on everything but the NSA and who goes on the restricted networks so foreign governments and contractors can steal everything. Now, if you're at the top of the pyramid, you're at the top, like William Benny, the equivalent of a multi-star general. Then you've got at the bottom of the pyramid people like James Knox, a master telecommunications engineer, who, you know, just like Snowden, had access to just massive amounts of stuff. He won't get into some of that, but he was talking about and confirming the Snowden documents when they came out, just about the hubs he put in and puts in. And this guy goes over multi-states doing this. So see, the bottom of the pyramid is the top of the pyramid, and vice versa. Police are the top of the pyramid, even though they're the bottom of the pyramid, because you're there where the rubber meets the road. And you'll also go through the hell of these policies if they go through. James Knox is in 1984, joined the U.S. Army as part of a last class of 26 Vs. He was honorably discharged. In 1990, he worked as an assistant ComSec custodian, ran ARFCOs, Lethal Force Authorization Transport of Theater, KEMAT, repaired and maintained TS Communication Center and equipment, performed destruction duties, Tempest certification. After discharge, he joined the commercial market, providing turnkey communications networks and maintenance throughout the United States. And so part of that was putting in the NSA snoop hubs, because that's what goes in everything, folks. He holds multiple certifications, DC to daylight. He likes to say he has done networks encompassing wireline to microwave to fiber optics to both commercial and government clients. And it was guys like him, and even more high level, who told me, no, your cable box listens to you. No, everything has spy hubs. Everything has takeover boxes. And then they would show me the documents. And we're going to skip this network break, so we have plenty of time to talk to him. Only break I'm skipping today, folks. And I haven't been plugging today, so support us at InfoWarsStore.com. But YouTube.com/JamesKnoxDarkComo. Twitter, DarkComo. And he joins us right now. James, I want to get into Benny first, and then I want to get into this Russia situation, as I promised, and I want to get your take on it as well. But first off, what do you make of the massive acceleration of 10-state open infiltration takeover drills, and then now there's huge PSYOP saying it's for overseas when their own documents admit it's for domestic operations, and then we have legions of other documents admitting that it's exponentially going up. They say in the Houston Chronicle and in all these other publications that Jones has been warning about this for decades. It never happens. Hasn't the takeover pretty much happened, James?
Yeah, and you know, from my point of view, I've always seen it that nobody really understands that since 9/11. We've been under a status of emergency, which invoked continuity of government to some unknown state. So those things are going on. I don't have any actual facts. I can certainly give you my feeling as to what they've done. And I see this as a PSYOP, because if you notice in this document, there's no enemy. Texas is a hostile place, but it never says why Texas is hostile. And that's where I think we need to realize that they are, their words, mastering the human domain. Well, when we talk about the sheep and the takeover, that's exactly what this is. How do you get a citizenry to interact with these folks? by getting these folks to interact with the civilians such that, hey, I'm with the government and I am going to help.
And, of course, in early missions, they are actually helping. But the point is, it's a mission creep jurisdictional takeover for the National Stability Force that is really the takeover force in the RAND Corporation's master admission.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's an in-your-face, well, at least now, but that Posse Comitatus is no longer with us.
Yeah, notice they would always say to me 15 years ago, 20 years ago, Posse Comitatus, it'll never happen. Even when it was happening, people were denying it. Now it's like, yeah, we got rid of Posse Comitatus, and we're getting rid of due process, and yeah, we'll disappear you.
Exactly, and I've got a little tidbit that I'm looking into from a buddy of mine that this things like Jade Helm may have been going on and likely have been going on CONUS for some period of time, much longer than we are presently aware.
Absolutely. It's been going on since the 60s. I mean, that's in my films, but it's exponentially going up now. Before, they were beta testing just to see if they could get the military to do it, testing how they sell troops on doing it. So really, it's about brainwashing the military first to accept it and to think it's a good mission, because most of these are good men and women. And then it's about conditioning the locals to do it. It's the exponential ramping up. I mean, let's say it was a 1 on a Richter scale under Reagan, and then let's say it was about a 6 under Clinton, and it scaled back a little bit under Bush, but then the police state and other areas expanded. Under Obama, it comes like a 7, 8, or 9. I mean, it's just shooting up right now, James.
Oh, I would absolutely agree, and I think it's the fact that they're, I was kind of alluding to the tier one architecture being involved.
Yeah, let's get into NSA. You really liked the William Binney NSA technical director interview last week and contacted us, and I was really happy to get you on the show because I was already wanting to. Give us your take on that interview from the top view and then from the ground view where you're at.
Well, William Binney, you know, I have nothing but respect for that man and think he's a hero. You know, he exposed, the way I see Binney, I think he was involved in Carnivore. To what extent, I'm not sure.
He told me at dinner, he said, I don't like to brag, but I basically directed the building, all of it. He said, the infrastructure I designed. And he doesn't like to brag, but the guy's a master genius.
Oh, affirmative. So I think ThinThread then was a device to basically get around the objections of the congressional hearings of the Carnivore device, which then basically utilizing Scalia and that access that had been put in place by Brother Bill, Slick Willie, turned everything on us and all the infrastructure was there, because what he did with CLIA, creating that access, that's access to each and every POP, point of presence, or circuit in the United States at a minimum. And I kind of, treasure map is something he talked about that I would like to discuss.
Yeah, we're putting the slides on screen right now. Break it down and then specifically talk about on the ground how the NSA jacks into everything.
Well, basically, I mean, that's as simple. You can take a piece of fiber and you can either, you know, you can cut it, connectorize it, put it in a patch panel, and then just put a prism in front of it, and you basically split that signal. And then account for the minor loss of that splitter. And then you run fiber over to the NSA collection point, or that point of presence, and then the natural traffic flow just continues through. It is absolutely, you can't see it. That's why I said there's no solution for it, because... And that was the complaint about Carnivore. What they're doing is they're just slurping everything in and telling you that, hey, I'll filter it. You know, trust us. We're not going to look at that stuff. And now we see that what has happened. And that gets into treasure map. And that literally scares me to death. And I can get into that. But
yes,
you know,
break down treasure map.
Happened.
Break down treasure
okay,
map.
Now, if we look at all those access points that you had just had up, you can figure those are places that that's happening, that that data is being slurped up, and all of it. You know, think of it like the entire mission bitstream, which is going to be everything, you know, to include the metadata, you know, the unused portion, just that whole piece of fiber. And they're taking everything that's on there, and they're storing it at facilities like, what is it, something Bluff in Utah. I always want to say Pine Bluff, because Pine Bluff is our sister, the Five Eyes, down in Alice Springs, Australia. If you look at Fort Meade, basically Alice Springs is much like that. And then you have other Five Eyes areas that are those things. Matter of fact, my grandfather was the one that built the CONUS bases for those satellite dishes for that network. And it was actually Echelon at that time, and that's not, you know, that's no longer classified. But in talking about Echelon, that's a system based on keywords. And that's a good way, you know, that, as William Binney said, creates a target-rich environment, where if you're slurping everything in, you have just this mad amount of data that you then have to try to decipher and figure out what is, you know.
And there's a lot of points here. Number one, we're just calmly talking about the fact that they're listening and recording and saving basically everything. It's totally illegal. They admit that our internet is a lot slower because they are slurping it. It costs hundreds of billions of dollars to do this every few years. It is converting our economy into the watchers and the watched. And they've been caught and aren't in trouble. And then major corporations are all basically surveilling people as well and selling the data. And then gaming economies with the information. So many people, and what do you say to this, James Knox? So many people say, if you have nothing to hide, what's the problem? Well, you see people that put what they get for Christmas and that they're going out of town on Facebook, and then they get robbed because the thieves use that intel. You lock your door not because you're a bad person at night, but because it's just another measure of security. And it's like saying you shouldn't lock your door, you're a criminal, or you shouldn't lower your blinds. I lower the blinds because I want to sleep past 6:30. You know, I mean, it's this mental illness. How have we gotten this far?
Liberalism. Collectivism, there's communism, but that's, I would diverge into something else there. To me, how have we got here? It's a psyop. People have been led to believe that all these things are good. They make your life easier. It's really been fed to us on a, you know, on a platter of convenience. And everybody was so sure that it couldn't happen here. And with what you just said, you know, it doesn't say any of that in the Constitution. The Constitution basically says the opposite. It says, you know what? It's none of your business. If I want to stand on top of Half Dome in Yosemite and make gurgling sounds and talk to the clouds and act like a fruitcake, I can do that. Why? It doesn't matter. It's nobody's business. That's America. If I want to be a, you know, whatever religion.
It's none of their business. Let's come back and talk about this and talk about what Benny kept hammering. I want to get your take on this, that no one's allowed to see who goes on the NSA network. I mean, that must totally open it up then to infiltration and hackers. That is the most insane thing, because obviously the insiders don't want people knowing what they're doing. So the criminals can get away with this. They've left us wide open. It's the perfect plan to destroy us, in my view. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of silver bullet colloidal silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality silver bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver bullet.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Our guest, he's got a hurt back right now, so that's why he sounds a little bit subdued. I think I should throw that out there. We appreciate him still coming on today. Boy, I had my back out last year as well. It is not fun. So we'll definitely pray for him on that front. But James Knox is our guest, really smart guy. I like to have him on occasionally just to get his breakdown on things. The federal taxes have hit record through February. Government still runs a $386 billion deficit, though, for the month. And federal taxes through February this year is at $1,185,613,000,000. Inflation-adjusted federal tax revenues hit record in the first 5 months of fiscal year 2015, but the federal government still ran a $36 billion deficit during the same time, according to the monthly Treasury statement. It's out of CNS News. And now Obama wants executive action on tax increases. When the big mega banks and companies look it up, don't pay taxes. Because they write the laws, that creature Warren Buffett. Briefly, we don't fund ourselves with tax money. And we don't have big corporate sponsors. The networks get some of those. That's the network funding itself. Eating a piece of food during the break, getting that on my lip. We need your financial support, and we try to bring you the very best products to do that at the very lowest prices. And we are almost sold out. Weldon tells me a day or two, and it'll be gone. If you want to get your free bottle of Ancient Defense Super Herbal Booster, it's $14.95, but you can get a free bottle of it with the bottles of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. There's a professional wrestler and actor that I'm not going to say his name yet who got a bunch of this and let us know that he's lost, I think, 40-plus pounds. He wanted to see if we were full of it. And he's going to be coming on the show soon, 40-plus pounds in a matter of a couple months, doing the same exercise, taking the iodine and the Super Mel Vitale and other products, and then he's not sure which one's doing it. It's all doing it. I mean, I can't tell you which one of these is the best because I take them all. But I know I already lost like 30-something pounds over the last few years working out and changing my diet some and then taking Beyond, taking Tangerine and stuff. And then I lost another 10, 15 or so just going on the iodine alone, the truly pure, clean iodine. Still consult your doctor, though, because you'll detox. It'll do stuff to your thyroid. It isn't a game. I mean, it's serious. But because it's open source, they can't patent it so they don't turn it into a drug. An orange is a drug, folks. You don't get vitamin C, you get scurvy, same deal. But they can't patent it. Well, I guess Monsanto can change it and then patent it, so they don't call it a drug. The point is, winter sun vitamin D3 is basically a base of all your hormones. Got to have that. This is the organic supercharged form. The Nascent Iodine, all of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I really want to thank you all for your support. You're getting great pro-gun T-shirts, pro-liberty T-shirts, made in America. We also have another section, not made in America, if you want something cheaper. We also have the water filtration systems, books, films, shortwave radios, very low prices, high-quality, non-GMO seeds. Really a lot of fabulous products at InfoWarsStore.com is the big master site. Then has sub-directives like MadeIn1776.com. InfoWarsLife.com and other areas. We have the InfoWars Seed Center. Now is the spring and summer. These are the very lowest prices on 8 different companies that we've used that have the highest reviews that we've checked into, and we sell it at the price or lower that they sell it for. That's our pledge. So the InfoWars Seed Center, buy your seeds from us, shop with the good guys. InfoWarsLife.com. Molon Lave belt buckles. This is the second generation of those because each design is original and it changes. Those are close to selling out. InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. Going back to James Knox, finishing up on the whole NSA front, I don't want to shift gears with him and get his take on some other issues. Where do you see this fight going? I mean, we've got some good news here. House effort would completely dismantle Patriot Act. It's bipartisan. Mark Pocan of Wisconsin and Thomas Massey of Republican of Kentucky yesterday unveiled their Surveillance State Repeal Act, finally a bill with a truthful name, Surveillance State Repeal Act, which would overhaul American spy powers unlike any other effort to reform the National Security Agency. This isn't just tinkering around the edges, Pocan said during Capitol Hill briefing on legislation. This is a meaningful overhaul of the system. Yeah, they estimate that just the spy grids between about 15 different agencies is $100 billion out of the giant budget. And that's why, just like the movie Enemy of the State, they have killed people who try to do this. So pray for those congressmen. The bill will completely repeal the Patriot Act, sweeping national security law passed in the days after September 11th. That will gut the NSA's takeover, as well as the 2008 FISA Amendments Act. So this is really, really exciting. What do you make of that? There's some other positive news here today. I meant to cover this at the start of the show. House revives bill to completely repeal the Patriot Act, dismantle NSA spying. Kansas to join states allowing concealed guns without permits, a lot of other great stuff like that. So there's a lot of positive stuff going on, James, and people are voting with their dollars, destroying McDonald's and other globalist soft kill operations. I mean, we're seeing some positive things happen. Where do you see the battle right now if this was a football game?
Well, I think we're definitely moving the ball because people are starting to wake up and understand. And thank you for what you said. By the way, it's the voice, not the mind. And actually, L5 is fractured as I speak. So
I know you sent us a shot of the X-ray. Unbelievable.
I do appreciate that. You know,
hey, you want
thing,
us to show the X-ray on TV?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. It's just kind of a dramatic image.
Well, I'm surprised you can even talk, man. When my back was just thrown out shooting a 50 cal, like 100 rounds handheld, and the spine flipped the other way, and then it was excruciating until the chiropractor finally got it back. But it felt like I was dying when they were putting it back.
I don't shoot the 50 anymore. I just stick with my 3378. That's about all I can handle.
Is that a Lapua?
No, it's actually a 3378 Weatherby. It's the fastest of the 30s. It'll do a 180 grain cartridge at 3450.
Wow.
Yeah, I gotta say,
I'm not a very good shot with the 50 caliber rifle. With the 308 Remington 700, with the scope I've got, that I bought it like 15 years ago when a Dallas SWAT team guy sold it to me. And it's like a laser beam at 500 yards. I mean, I can just shoot through the same hole if it's not real windy. I'm not like a good sniper with Coriolis and, you know, factoring in wind and all that stuff. But out to about 1,000 yards, I can shoot in about a 5-inch group with a 308. And I think that'll get the job done, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 308 is, it's been inherently accurate round and certainly combat effective out to 1,000.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to digress.
A little further.
I didn't mean to digress. You were commenting on where the ball is right now.
Yeah, so I think we're moving the ball. You know, one thing that the last comment you made before we went to break about it was kind of the negative thing. You know, that really nailed it. That brought me back to I got some notes in front of me, and we've kind of been missed a lot of them. That brought me back to Treasure Map. Can we go back to that first time?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, you know, if we look at that, when we talked about what Kalia did and all that access, and then when William Binney talked about being able to get everybody's IMEI, which is basically your electronic or serial number of your phone, we also have to realize that every device that has a NIC, a network interface controller, has a MAC address. It has a media access controller, and it has a hexadecimal address associated with that. And that's hardwired into an EEPROM. It's hard-coded. It can be changed, but it's hard-coded. Now, if what he said, if they go out and they actually are able to audit the everything, and know what, where, and you know, all those devices exist and where those IP addresses physically are, they take that data and they store it at, you know, Utah, Fort Meade, wherever. So you were talking about what we have to fear. That's what our children and our grandchildren and other generations, because the other thing you got to think about is he was talking about persistence. They're not only looking at it, they're storing it. Now, they've just started doing that. And through miniaturization and Moore's Law, you know, things are just going to keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller, which is going to allow them greater and greater ability to store more and more data for much greater length of time.
And they can also then corrupt and manipulate the data. What do you make of the point I've been asking, and we'll go back to Treasure Map, about Benny, that they don't look at who's on the NSA network? That is insane.
That's this silly assumption that they have that once you've been cleared and read on to a specific project or level of security, because there's only three. And then beyond that, you'd be read on to a particular project. So there's an assumption that inside, it isn't that way. The funny thing is, that's not the way I knew it. I'll put it this way. We used to watch our guys all the time. I can't go into that, but,
sure. I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And obviously for people that are in the infrastructure itself, you can do whatever you want. I mean, that's like Snowden. I mean, it's like I said, being on the ground almost gives you a better view than being on top of the mountain, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because the reality is all that spy equipment is really a tweaked version of some management suite. So I'm the guy that has the management suite. I'm the guy that can go in and hook up to the craft port or do a RAS session, a remote access session, and log into that device, and I have a super user administrative password. So I can go in there, and it's as if I'm, you know, sitting in front of the device or devices. And, you know, I could do it from my smart device as things exist today.
Okay, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but as a layman, haven't we then built a system that leaves us wide open and is the opposite of something, the system claiming that this panopticonic, omnipresent spy grid is to keep us safe? It sounds like we've created the doomsday device.
Absolutely. Because of this, well, of exactly what you talk about and what Benny talked about, the really fast-backwards way that we've gone about this, I think it's done nothing but open us up. You know, we talk about the grid. I'll be honest with you. You know, I've been in every kind of energy facility that exists. The only reason that the grid is safe from hacks is because it doesn't connect to the internet.
That's right.
It's just that physical.
And aren't they beginning now to make the grid, quote, go smart? Won't that open it up like Swiss cheese?
That's a possibility. And I actually have a call in to an engineer I used to work with and at a particular electrical company. And I want to discuss just that with him, because I heard another little bird mention something about actually setting that up, and that's certainly disturbing.
Yeah, I've actually seen the trade publications. It's also secret what goes in power plants, and it should be, but it's not secret people in the industries that they're starting to put monitoring systems in and other things for all this energy trading and stuff, and they think that's enough for them to get hacks into the computers. And I guess that ties...
I'm sorry. It could be. And in reality, all the way back to 2000, inside what they call power center operations, you're seeing that even to the point that all substations... now have audio and video surveillance of us, the guys that work there, for me, used to work there. We kind of don't like it because there's a lot of things that people don't need to see what we're doing, certainly the security people. So sometimes we have battles about that, but that is definitely happening, and I can tell you, from being a native, California is by far the most corrupt state in the union.
Well, that's huge news right there. Yeah, we have people selling that all the time, and the security guards, the first level to break down. Are you telling me they have internet-based cameras inside the power plant control rooms, which you can go to websites that have hundreds of thousands of government and private access cameras because people didn't change the code when they installed it?
Yes.
They have internet-based, that's a story right there. Wow, that is a horrible security breach. I tell you, this is crazy.
Um, how far they've gone with that, I don't know. But, yeah, it's nuts. And nothing happens. You know, you just, you know, people in my business, we, you know, we live our lives under a microscope. So it's not like, you know, we go around and nobody knows what we're doing. But to go this far and then to have management, and this is what's happening, kind of like in the healthcare industry, where we have human resources and management controlling these systems, and they know nothing about them. And all they're going to do is sink us.
Well, in California and in Pennsylvania, they got caught 6-7 years ago watching kids on the government-issued laptops, the free laptops that aren't free, that we pay for. And then they just defended themselves and go, yeah, we're watching girls shower at home with them. Big deal. We called the police because the Skittles look like drugs. I mean, they're just so nonchalant about it.
Throughout the industry, and this is something that I personally have significant problem with. And
break that down for us on the other side, and I'm going to hit this Russian bunker. Absolutely. Stay there. James Knox. James Knox, Dark Commo. On YouTube and on Twitter, just Dark Commo, C-O-M-M-O. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. If you're watching and listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. The collaborators that have taken over the government do not want this info out. Spread it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tape a special report for the nightly news tonight on Jade Helm and the big picture. Not just this particular operation, but the backdrop of the corruption of the military and our government.
the institutionalization of the permanent surveillance tyranny state. And then I'm also going to shoot another special report that will air tomorrow, because David Knight's doing the show tomorrow. I'm going out to California to speak at CalJam. I'm 98% sure I'm going to pull the trigger on surgery next Wednesday. That's not an April Fool's joke. That's when they can do it with the surgeon I want on my hernia that I've had for 14 years. I had been working out in about a year or two, and I showed off to a girlfriend that, I guess my wife, I just got about to get married, but one of those rollers, you know, where you roll, and she couldn't do one, and I did like 15 of them real fast and then did a little tear. Well, now it's just gotten too big. Since I lost all this weight, the guts are now starting to come out more, because when I've got my clothes off, I mean, I'm standing up now. I have a little bit of a pot belly when I'm sitting down. When I stand up, it's like, bam. I mean, I'm starting to get a six-pack. And so I've got to go do this. I don't know. I'm going to pray about it, because I'm not scared of the surgery, but I also know they like to kill people while they're having surgery. And I'm not saying they would do that. It's a little too obvious, but they've done it to Jim Keith and other people. So I kind of just throw that out there. If they want to come get me, I guess they might try. But I got to get that done. I got a torn Achilles that's come back a lot. So just pray for me. Pray for me to make the right decision. I mean, I'll be having the surgery if I don't come back, you know, Monday or Tuesday. I think I'm just going to have surgery. I think I'm just going to pull the trigger and get it done, because I'm starting to have the intestines stick out, and it's not a lot of fun. You get nauseated when it happens. So I'll cover the Russia thing. I'm going to tape some stuff, and I'm going to tape some stuff tomorrow, too. That's the bottom line on that. Appreciate all your support out there. We're going to have you back up on the nightly news as soon as you're back. It's a little bit better, champ. But James Knox, in just a minute or two, any other points you'd like to add?
You know, actually, I'll tell you this. You know, when Benny mentioned 2.8 million square foot comm center being built at Meade, just off the top of my head, I can think of that should bring up to about 6 million square foot of comm center that I know about. And that's a scary thing. You know, one of the things that we could do to, I don't know, I guess, frustrate the powers that be, the NSA, excuse me.
That's right, because I always think about how to attack at the Congress level just to get rid of it. We should do that, but also we should frustrate it and degrade it because it's criminal. That's a great point. How do you block this and protect yourself?
Do a FOIA request on yourself. To the NSA, to the FBI, to the CIA. Now, make these people do their job. They're trying not to allow FOIA requests. Let's overwhelm them. You know, I think we need to teach, you know, we made a real mistake when we did this, when we opened this up, when we put this infrastructure in. But we need to remember that it's our infrastructure. This, you know, public dollars paid for this. So we need to take it back. But again, I think anything that we can do to get them to realize that they are, in fact, servants and they took an oath, things like, you know, a FOIA request. Anything that you see, you know, they see something, report something, do it. But report the stupidest things you see, because they're going to have to use resources and go out and look for it.
That's right. They want us all tattling on each other. They want us to see something. We call Homeland Security about the ammo bans, about, you know, government drills, you know, training to shoot targets at kids. Absolutely. Just jam their spy grid tattling on them.
Yeah, because I think the more people sit and be nice, you know, there's nothing to be gained by, you know, attacking these people. But if we go out there and we talk to them.
Sure, let them know we're awake. Absolutely. The minions aren't the problem, but we need to let them know and their bosses know. Thank you so much. I'm going to do 5 minutes overdrive. Appreciate our guest. Infowars.com/show. You'll see the overdrive. God bless you all.
Radio Network.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable available, coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.